This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. And yes, you're listening to Open for Business. With me today is Ray Tang, founder of A Job Thing. It started in 2014 and it's a recruitment platform tool for hiring better staff. It helps to facilitate the recruitment process of talented candidates for an organization. Now, Ray has been on before a couple of years when he was taking part in the Alliance Bank BizSmart Challenge. So, and he was known, well, it still is known as Malkajer. Right. Yes, but of course, it's gone through several reiterations now. But tell me a little bit, Ray, just to remind us again, did you have any experience in human resources hiring before starting A Job Thing?
Actually, previously, I was a programmer. So because I know how to program, when I face a problem in hiring, so it inspired me to start a Malkajer, actually. Mm.
Yeah. But you also had a restaurant, right?
Correct.
A cafe. Yeah. And that led you to understanding a little bit about the challenges.
Yeah, it's when we are doing a restaurant, we're facing a pain point in hiring. But we see that in the market, the solutions is not catered for that segment. Mm. So that's why we think that maybe we create something like Malkajer Rice Bowl to address these segments.
Okay, so this was in 2014.
Correct.
And Malkajer led to Rice Bowl, but tell me that story.
Okay, yeah, sure. So because when we open for a restaurant, we look for a lot of positions like waiter, cashiers. So then we realized that actually for these segments, they are more comfortable to speak or write in their own mother language. Mm. So that's why that when we start Malkajer, we actually start in Bahasa Malaysia. Mm. Yeah, then over the times, we realized that there's also some need to have some Mandarin speaking users. Mm. So that's why it inspired us to create another platform called Rice Bowl. So both Malkajer and Rice Bowl platform is aimed to create target those non-executive segments.
Okay, yeah. Which led to how did it lead to A Job Thing? Mm.
Then over the times that we have when we have more clients, especially the SME, we realize that there are a lot of needs for those junior executive, especially for those 1 to 3 years in an account HR perspective. So that's why that is a more in the English speaking ones. Mm-hmm. That's why that's how we create A Job Things.
So A Job Thing now is a platform, is on website and also an app.
Yes.
Okay. And then so you have three main services with A Job Thing: job ad posting, Sona, and Insight. Right.
Yep.
Tell me about job ad posting. We know Sona. Well, Sona, what does that do?
Yeah, Sona is a solution for bulk hirings. Mm. So some company, they require to hiring in bulk. Example, I need 50 people for this month. I need 100 people for next 2 months. So this kind of bulk hiring, you can't fulfill using purely job ad.
Okay.
Job ad is very suitable. You want to hire 1 or 2. But you want 50, 100, you need a solutions.
Okay.
So Sona is mainly catered for that kind of requirement.
So they need 50, 100 and it's for short term. It could be for 1 week, that kind of thing. We just need so many people. Or is it for a long-term hire?
Long-term and short-term. But most of people find us for the long-terms.
Mm.
Yeah, it's example, I want to open a new franchise restaurant.
I see.
Right. I want to open a new McDonald's. I need 50 staff.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So that is for that kind of solutions.
Right. So this is Sona.
Correct.
Okay. And what is Insight?
Insight is a more to the tailor-made recruitment solution for each company.
Mm.
So we create a platforms, a website, a solution for you using your company brands. Example, BFM, we can create our SaaS solutions whereby you have your own recruitment portal. People can anytime apply to your own portals.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of you build yourself.
Right. So but it looks like ours, but actually it's hosted by you guys.
Hosted by us.
Okay. So, and people don't want to spend time creating that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's already something in the back end, right? Now, so this Insight service, is there anything more than just CVs and cover letters that A Job Thing uses to refine the hiring process?
For current leads, what we do differently is that bulk hiring is actually one of the new solutions in the market.
Mm.
Because traditionally, people use a job ad, but it doesn't fulfill their needs. So Sona kind of fulfill a lot of the corporate needs.
Mm.
But over the time, we realized that job ad alone may not able to fulfill their future needs because there are more and more people apply. Means that the problem they face now is that how to filter the quality candidates.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is what the problem with technology, right? So you now get a lot of applicants, but then how many are good?
Correct. Yeah. Because technology make things easier.
Mm.
Easier means that you come with quantity.
Okay.
So now it's how to find the quality. So what currently we're working on is more to AI and data. So with AI, we're able to help our employer tell them that which one is a right hire, which one is suitable hires.
Okay.
Instead of you need to manually filter through 200 resumes.
So was it easy to develop that AI or how?
Actually, it's not easy because the difficulty is that how do you identify this candidate is suitable for your company? So it requires a lot of data. So one thing good is that because we are in this segment, we are sitting on a tons of data. So from there, we roughly know what kind of candidate is suitable for that companies. Yeah.
So you have a mixed clientele. I mean, you have a lot of, fast food restaurants. Yep. And also what?
Retail. F&Bs. And then currently, most of clients, actually 50% of clients now is SME.
Okay.
Yeah, so SMEs mostly look for us for hire those junior positions.
Are they in any particular industry when you talk about SMEs?
Not really. Because most of them, they come here looking for account, HR, admin, that kind of positions.
Okay.
While the other half of us is more to retail, F&Bs.
So now it's five, six years you've started this already, right? How have you been funding this company of yours?
When we start, we are actually a bootstrap. So after a while, our first funding is we get a support from OSK and creators. So that gives us our first funding to expand our service further.
Okay.
And then we get the second funding from the SIG Asia.
Right.
So that's our second funding. The rest is that actually we kind of self-sustain also all over the times. So the funding enabled us to expand faster than what we are.
Okay. When you say expand faster, is it the back end? Is it marketing? What do you mean by expansion?
Basically, what we do is that we created a department that focus on R&D and research on the futures.
Okay.
So like the thing I told you that how to help employer hire better and faster. This requires some investment in technologies.
Yeah.
And the talent of technology, AI, data scientists is not cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. So this kind of funding enabled us to explore that kind of these kind of new territories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk finding these talent in AI and data science, right? Are they locals?
Mixtures.
Oh, mixtures. So we can't even find the locals here.
We have a locals just that because of the experience may not there. We do have some locals that have few experience, but some they are from overseas, then they come back here. So we are a mixture of senior and junior here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even trying to find them also, it's a challenge. Even if you're willing to pay them, it's a challenge to find them.
Even if we can find them, the challenge is how to find the other unicorn of the company.
Yes, everybody's looking for this sort of talent now.
Yeah, so that's a challenge that we face.
Okay. Talent. Okay. So now you've gotten funding as well. Now, I want to know as well. So how do companies sign up for your services? Mostly you approach them or it's pretty much like they come to you right now and just go online and sign up?
Majority of customers, they are DIY. So they come themselves to sign up. Yeah, we only need to contact them to follow up once they sign up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you follow up on, for example?
Maybe guide them because a lot of companies, they still don't have that knowledge how to make their job at company more attractive. So they just come here to post a job. I need someone hardworking, you know, can start immediately. So what we need to do is advise them how to make it more attractive because now, same time, you got a lot of candidate also got a lot of choices.
Right.
How to make your company outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah, so that kind of process that we need to educate and help our clients.
Okay, so, you know, we always hear like there is a high level of unemployment among graduates, right? But what's your feel though? It's harder to find the talent?
Depends on industries.
Okay.
Like just now we talked about tech, AI, that is super hard.
Okay.
The pool is small, everyone fighting for that.
Okay.
Right. On the other hand, for some industry like let's say business admins, you know, doing a marketing, there are a lot of people fighting for this kind of job. Finance, HR, a lot of people fighting for a job. I think that they will face a very competitive environment. So job only are limited, but a lot of people want to fight their job.
Okay, yeah, so they're
totally opposite.
Totally opposite, right. Yeah. So that's the problem. We're not getting enough of the right sort of people. Okay, we'll continue our conversation about this and the job ad packages that you have. Ray Tang from A Job Thing. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Talking about jobs with Ray Tang from A Job Thing. He's been on the show a couple of years ago. Started with Mao Kujer, reiterated to Rice Bowl, and of course that has it's now under the umbrella of A Job Thing. Now, even with A Job Thing, what's your business model, right? How do you earn revenues from here? Is it the usual a cut when it happens?
Our model currently quite similar with other players in the market, whereby we charge customers for placing the job ad.
Mm.
So it's kind of advertising models.
Okay.
Yeah. While for the bulk hiring, we call Sona, which is bulk hiring solutions. Mm. So we charge by success hires.
Okay. Yeah. And so even with your ad packages, you've got starter, basic, super, and ultra, right?
Yeah.
How are these different?
It's kind of like you buy a one job ad or five job ad or 10 job ads.
Okay.
So the more job ads that you have, then you get a more competitive price.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got a credit system as well.
Correct.
How does that work?
Basically, we translate the number of job ads by credit. So 1 ringgit is 1 credit. So if you want to post a job ad, so example, you take a 500 credit, so it's a 500 ringgit.
Mm.
But the moments that you post buy more job ads, the credit needed is a lesser and lesser.
Mm.
Yeah. So basically, this is why we encourage you, the customer, to buy bigger package because you get cheaper discount.
Okay. So this is a marketing strategy.
It's a marketing strategy as well. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you look at how you are different from other organizations, right, in doing similar thing, you know, how do you think you're different?
For Mao Kujer, when we start, our differentiation is we focus on non-executive jobs.
Mm.
So like what I told you, that retail, FMV, you know, manufacturing, this is what we focus on. But over the times, we receive a lot of requests for those junior positions. Junior position means a white collar, but 1 to 3 year experience.
Mm.
So now 50% of our business is on junior positions, 50% on non-exec. So the challenge will be on junior positions because a lot of players are playing at these fields, right? So the different positions that we try to play is that in terms of quality of hire. That's why we think that in order to differentiate ourselves from other players, you must make sure that how can you help employer hire the right candidates, hire the quality ones.
Mm.
That's why we think that we cannot run away from investing in this technology to make us difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there plans for you to go overseas?
Actually, we have started our Indonesian operations about last year.
Mm.
We have set up our team there. So we think that Indonesia could be one potential market we want to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's a lot of volume there.
A lot of volume. So the challenge they face is also how to filter the right candidate, best candidate among the pools.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be a big... No, like, what have you seen the evolution of the hiring process or just the evolution in HR in the last 5-6 years you've been doing this?
Mm. We think that we saw the patterns from traditional people apply job trial via newspaper by writing a resume to people apply online.
Mm.
The good thing is technology is making easier, but it also means that a lot of people can apply same job at the same day, right? So the problem that future people will face is how to get the right candidate among the so many applicants
right
at the shortest time.
Mm.
Because hiring, actually, to hire someone success, it takes about 3 months.
Hmm.
From you post a job ad to shortlist, interview and hires, it takes 3 months.
Okay.
But at any point after 3 months, the candidate say that I'm not suitable for the job, all your 3 month effort is gone.
Okay.
Like it's very painful.
Huh.
And imagine this process repeat for 10 positions. Right? You need to pin 10 times. So what we think the future is that whoever can solve this problem, find the best candidate at the shortest time, they will win. Yeah, and this is what market needs.
Best candidate that will stay.
They will stay. Yeah, they will stay. And then, well, you know, at least 1 year.
Okay.
Not 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That they work, that will help SME a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think, okay, if someone can find that solution.
Yeah. I think it's possible because that the beauty of that technology also brings us a lot of data.
Mm.
After a while, imagine, let's say your data, you got 1 million data or 10 million data. We know that, okay, this 500,000, based on the record, every 6 months, they will change job.
Okay.
This 1 million people, they will stay 2 years. But condition is, the job nature is like that, the company nature is like that.
Okay.
You need to find that kind of pattern out. Then you're able to kind of estimate, predict whether the candidate is suitable for you or not.
So, okay, you were using AI and all that, which is, you know, or technology, right?
Yeah.
How much of the human element is still required in HR? I'm just thinking of HR practitioners. How do they have to change? How do they have to grow? You know, what role will be irrelevant for them already moving forward?
Mm. I think the HR role will move towards more to interviews.
Mm.
Spots the candidate whether it's suitable for you. So technology enable you to
filters.
Last time before the dot-com era, so newspaper way is you get applicant, but with the website, technology enable you to get a lot of applicants.
Mm.
But in future, technology enable you to filter easier.
Okay.
But eventually, who want to hire is face-to-face interview will be HR. There's some element you still need to face-to-face interview.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, still can't run away from that.
Can't run away from that. But your focus on more valuable things instead of filtering.
Yes, instead of wasting your time as well.
Correct.
And going through all the people. Now, how do you measure your KPI, right? Is it getting a certain number of people hired? Is it revenues? How do you measure your growth?
I think number one KPI in our own organizations is a success hire for our company.
Mm.
This one we care a lot. So for every time a customer posts a job with us, we track. We track that whether people apply. We track that whether they are shortlisted. We track that whether they are hired. Mm. Because we know that eventually if customer able to hire through us, then only they will become happy customers.
Mm.
Then only they will help us to tell other clients that this is the right platform they're able to hire. That's why our main KPI is a success hire for clients.
Okay, do you see yourself in terms of competition, what can disrupt you? What kind of, is it easy for people to come into this industry? You know, what's going to make you be better than your competitors?
Mm. I think we already see a market trends of a lot of competitors coming in, either locally or from overseas. So now a lot of companies that are coming in, they also offer these kind of services. Either they traditionally, they are not a job platform, they are maybe marketplace, they also come to become a job platforms.
Right.
So I think this kind of jobs nature platform will become very, very competitive.
Mm.
So the only ways that we can differentiate ourselves is that whether you want to go to a very, very niche, like probably example, I will be specialized in account and HR.
Mm.
Right? We are not generic job porters.
Yeah.
Then focus on the quality of account and HR.
Okay.
Or the other angle is, if you want to go generic, you want to make sure you have a solution able to help a client filter the right candidates.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are the things that can differentiate those players in the market.
Okay. Oh, I just remembered I interviewed someone who offers a similar service for non-exec positions, right? And they're trying to gamify it. It's just, you know, because and they gamify it so that when you take a job and you do a good job, you also get a rating. Is that something you're looking at doing?
Gamifying definitely is one of the way because it tracks your behavior.
Yeah, especially for non-exec jobs, right?
Yeah, actually, exec job also possible.
Okay.
Yeah, because what gamify do is that it encourages you to do good behaviors.
Mm.
Example, it encourages you to respond faster to employer. It encourages you to, if you want to go interview, you make sure that you go interview. So gamify is one of good way to detect the good behavior, encourage good behaviors.
Okay.
Then you reward them. Reward them based on the point that they get.
Okay. So even the game begins the moment you apply for the job.
Whether you respond fast, whether you accept interview, whether you go to interview.
Hmm.
Accept interview and go to interview is a challenge. Yeah. 10 people accept, maybe 5 go only.
It's amazing how people okay, so encourage good behavior. All the best with a job thing. I'm listening to Ray Tang here. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you.